In the past, Race to the Top money has gone to states. This is the first time individual districts got the chance to apply for the money. The U.S. Department of Education awarded grants to 16 districts across the country with plans to customize student learning.
Education has always tried to meet the learner where they were and then move them forward.
That's Terrence Young, the chief information officer of Guilford County Schools. The district will receive $30 million to train staff and pay for tablets for all GCS middle schoolers. The tablets will be loaded with software that allows students to learn about concepts at their own pace and allow teachers
to provide instruction geared to what that child is either experiencing difficulty in or excelling in, to move them forward faster or to give them an element of remediation.
Iredell-Statesville schools will receive $20 million. The district plans to outfit all 10,000 of its middle and high schoolers with tablets, laptops, or other devices. Dawn Creason, the district spokeswoman, says the goal is to have what's called a blended classroom.
Face-to-face learning, which is kind of the traditional model of teacher to student, as well as an online component that can look an infinite number of ways, whether that's co-teaching with a class across the world or that's dissecting a virtual frog.
The money will be paid over 4 years. The districts plan to incorporate the new technology into lesson plans beginning next school year. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.